tell us how you select your subjects for each of the weeks in Advent, and give us a little background on the creation of this particular poem.
I select the subjects by simply, through the year, reading the Bible, and when some event or person stands out as, I wonder what it was like to be that person, or wonder what it was like for that person to do this, or I wonder what this part of what the Bible didn't say was like. And I'll make a note and throw it in a folder, and come Advent season, I'll say, okay, let's go back and do that person. So whoever impresses himself upon me during the year tends to get the attention. And now that I've done this for, 20 years plus, I have to scramble to find people. And so I work hard before Advent to see a situation or a person that I can build upon. The innkeeper was the result of a personal thing in the church and a biblical thing that has always frightened and stunned me. The biblical thing is the slaughter of the innocents in Bethlehem after Jesus was born there. I mean, this is predicted in the Old Testament. It is said to be the fulfillment of prophecy, and therefore it's clearly within God's overarching scope and purpose of what is going to happen, and yet it's absolutely horrible. They killed all the children under 2 years old in Bethlehem. And I wondered, what would that have been like if the innkeeper, who sacrificed to give his little motel, so to speak, to Mary and Joseph so that Christ could be born, what if he had children? And what if they were killed? And what if he regretted having given a place to Jesus? It was that sequence of thought that caused me to speculate about this poem. And then the situation in the church was that Roland Erickson, one of the great statesmen in the church, had a young son in his early 20s who needed heart surgery, and went into heart surgery, and I got a phone call during that surgery from Roland at the hospital, and through his tears he said, David just died. And nobody expected this surgery to be fatal. In fact, it was a human error. When they sutured the artery back together, they didn't tack up a flap. And as soon as they let the blood go back through the artery, it caught the flap and turned it into a blockage. And the flap just went down. Mm-hmm. And within minutes, he was dead. And the doctor said to Roland, it was my mistake. I mean, if that had been today and Roland were not a Christian, he would have been sued out of business probably. But the doctor was dishonest, said it was a human mistake, and Roland never even dreamed of suing the guy. He was just brokenhearted at losing his son. And so I had this sense of losing a son. What's it like to lose a son? And what was it like for the innkeeper to house the Son of God and have a son who then gets killed by Herod's murder squad? And those two emotional things came together to produce this little poem.
That still is a very emotional event for you to read through those words.
It is. I commented off the air just briefly to Bob, I can't get through that poem, and I've read it a lot of times. And I think it probably because I have sons. I have Karsten and Benjamin and Abraham and Barnabas, and of course now we have Talitha, but for a long time I only had sons. And so anytime anybody lost a son, or anytime something good happened with a son, I just found myself right in the emotional situation of the celebration and the triumph, or the tragedy and the loss, because of how much I love my boys. Mm.